This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Dangerously high temperatures in the West, shattering records. It's going to be 115 degrees in Las Vegas today, 117 in Phoenix. The National Weather Service is Mark Chouinard.
We're looking at record temperatures over a large portion of the country, from California even into the plains. And these well above normal temperatures continue straight into the weekend. So this is a long duration event.
In California, they're celebrating. California's lifting most COVID-19 restrictions beginning today. They're calling this the grand reopening. Governor Gavin Newsom says his state may have been the first to shut down, but it's done better than many others.
Florida actually had worse economic outcome over the course of the last year than the state of California. So did Texas. The economy in the state of California did not contract as much as those states, and we had better health outcomes.
President Biden's in Brussels for the U.S.-European summit. The U.S. and the EU are announcing a deal on a prickly issue: subsidies to rival plane makers Boeing and Airbus. The deal phases out punishing tariffs, says the U.S. Tomorrow, President Biden meets with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Geneva. Here's our Sagar Magani.
At a news conference at NATO's Brussels headquarters, the president described Putin as bright and tough.
As they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
And he won't necessarily trust what Putin says.
I'd verify first and then trust.
Earlier in an NBC News interview, Putin denied allegations that Moscow's conducted cyber attacks on the U.S. and meddled in elections.
The Biden administration's announcing new steps to find and monitor threats from domestic terrorists. This is AP News. Now to a special celebration. Here's our Tim McGuire.
Dozens of Holocaust survivors in New York celebrate being together for the first time since the pandemic hit. It was a first in more than a year for Gene Kurz and the dozens of other Holocaust survivors gathered together at Yeshiva of Flatbush Joel Braverman High School in Brooklyn for a concert and to see old friends and acquaintances not seen in so long.
Just to be together with the people and see that we can smile again after everything we went through the past year and a half.
Kurz says she survived being infected by the coronavirus. She, like thousands of other Holocaust survivors in the New York area, were isolated throughout the pandemic. I'm Tim McGuire.
Britain is delaying the next relaxing of COVID restrictions until July 19th because of the spread of the Delta variant. Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirming it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.